From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Special Coverage. I'm Beth Ruriak. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about a public march in East Sacramento Monday night that had ended in dozens of arrests. The mayor's office wasn't clear about what had happened. The police chief wasn't talking publicly about it yet. And there wasn't anything from the sheriff's department or the CHP, which had also been involved. So here we are 24 hours later. And what do we know now? Cap Radio reporter Bob Moffitt is going to help me tackle that question. There was a raucous city council meeting last night with a lot of discussion about this protest. The mayor will join me for a conversation in the second half hour, but we're going to begin with Bob, who's joining us by phone. Hi, Bob.
You know, it's almost like I didn't leave, because right now I'm looking at the backside of City Hall. Good morning.
So there you are. 84 people were arrested Monday night. Tuesday night, dozens of people took the mayor to task. What happened? What do we know at this point?
Well, here's what we know, and this is based on conversations with the chief last night and with others who were there. It appears that there may have been either a miscommunication or bad communication between the police department and the protesters. At about 10 o'clock or so on Monday, the protesters had all kind of circled back around to where they started, which was roughly 51st and Folsom. The police department, those that I've talked to, say that they gave the final dispersal order. But other people that were there say they couldn't really hear what the police were saying. And so there was some question as to whether some people knew they were supposed to disperse. And then there were other people who just thought they would just head down 51st and just kind of wait for the police to leave and then maybe start up again. And so at the end of it, the police are saying that they saw these people walking down 51st after they had given the order to disperse. If you're going to disperse, you're going to be on the sidewalk, not in the middle of the street. And so they went down 51st to head them off and arrested them. Now, the police chief is saying he's not exactly sure what happened yet. They're in the middle of an investigation, and the mayor has called for an independent investigation from Francine Tornor, who is the head of the Office of Public Safety and Accountability.
One piece of this, Bob, was that there were reports of vandalism earlier in the night, that maybe some cars got keyed. I haven't seen any of those pictures. Have you been able to verify whether that, in fact, happened and somebody somehow documented that?
I do not know if there are pictures. I was told by someone who was at the scene wearing a badge and a gun that just about every block that the protesters went, there was a new keyed car. And that was one reason why typically with, you know, the Black Lives Matter protests, there has been almost no damage. I think there was maybe a broken window once, and then there was a broken rearview mirror, I think, and another one. But basically, there's been no damage. And so this was different. Police were worried that this vandalism was going to continue as cars were keyed, and they decided to try to, you know, put a halt to it maybe a little sooner than they normally might have. But yeah, no. So as far as pictures, no. So far, none.
The marchers were protesting the decision by the Sacramento County District Attorney not to file charges against the officers who shot and killed Stephon Clark. That shooting happened almost to the day a year ago. Bob, let's move to last night's city council meeting, where the emotions were high already from the DA's decision, but then added to that, and maybe the focus of it last night really was what happened Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night certainly took more of a center stage, especially since a lot of the people who spoke last night were people who were arrested, who said that they were another part of that miscommunication they're saying is that they were trying to leave, and the only way they saw they could leave was down 51st because the officers were blocking the other exits. Having been there, I'm not sure how true that is, but I've been told by people that that was in fact how it looked. So people were very upset last night, and also they were confusing the mayor with the police department, and so there was a lot of anger directed at the mayor, and a lot of hurt feelings, and a lot of kind of the sentiment that all of the work that had been done in the last few months between the city and religious leaders and community leaders in order to keep the peace when the news finally came, whatever it was, regarding the decision from the district attorney, that there would be peace. They're saying all of that goodwill is now gone.
What you referenced there is that the mayor is not in charge of the Sacramento Police Department, that in fact the city manager is. We're going to talk more about that later in the show with the mayor. I do want to get to a bit of the comment and the emotion from last night. Here is one of the people who spoke, Brianna Osborne.
We should not live in fear of the people tasked with protecting us. We shouldn't. It's inappropriate. And I just ask that you all not only hear our complaints, but empathize with us as human beings. Forget about your titles, but remember that we're humans.
And let's go to one more. This is another speaker, Conrad Crump.
I even told one of the head command officers, I said, it really don't have to be like this, man. It don't. I said, you got all the problems in the city of Sacramento, and you're using all the resources to come down on people right here because of being in an affluent neighborhood. But yet, when I call the police from Oak Park, I can't get an officer to show up. When I call the police in Meadowview, the people who are used to seeing riot gear every Tuesday and Thursday, we call it Task Force Tuesdays.
The reference there was that this protest Monday night wove through more affluent areas of East Sacramento. And Bob, I want to talk to you about just the meeting overall, because it started out in a more civil way, kind of the tone of the comments that you're hearing. Will you describe the disruption and then what followed?
Well, there are a couple of people who have been in these protests who have been there really to really agitate, to really stir things up and to really get people riled up. And one of those people spoke last night, and it was a 3-minute diatribe of profanities and accusations and pointing fingers, and he's great at it. And so at the end, he's still going. The mayor can't get him to stop. They're not calling the next person, or they did call the next person, and nobody's showing up. And so then you've got a few of the other people who are you know, very, very animated in the crowd, who are all over that. And then we ended up having basically it split the people that were there. There was one camp that was like, let's march, and they were really, really animated and loud and disrupting the meeting. And the mayor finally said, we're calling a recess. And then you had the other people who were people like Rashid Sadiq, Joy Johnston, that are more levels of seniority or older members who we're calling to maintain calm, and our voices can't be heard if we don't allow each other to speak. And that sentiment finally won the day, and they were able to reconvene the meeting.
Here is a bit of that middle part that prompted the recess.
That's it.
And Bob, if I didn't say that was last night, someone might think that was a year ago, because that was the tone of council meetings a year ago. A number of those meetings ended and didn't resume. Last night's did resume, and the mayor seemed committed to trying to let as many people speak as wanted to.
He did, and he also, they didn't make the mistake of coming back too soon. They really waited until the people there were able to figure it out on their own, instead of coming back early and telling them, what they needed to do. And by virtue of peer pressure, or call it whatever you will, they were able to settle it on their own and resume order. And there were still very impassioned speeches. There were some that and then there's some people that are there every week who are there to yell at the council. And then there are these people here who are there to let their frustrations be heard, because they were arrested and they felt wrongly, and they felt like they'd been betrayed in that they had done what they were supposed to do while protesting and still got arrested. And the number of people who got arrested, I think, has really shocked just about everybody.
I'm talking with CAP Radio reporter Bob Moffitt, who is joining me from outside City Hall. And it was, in fact, 84 people arrested Monday night. And again, in the contrast from a year ago till now, the Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn talked with you last night, Bob. I'm going to play a little bit of what he said, and then you can add to it. But it was really along the lines of this being a different protest.
This one is unusual in the sense that there was numerous people arrested, including media personnel. And so that does make it much different than any of the protests that we've dealt with in the past. So I think the mayor's well within his authority and right to ask be asking questions and wonder why this was different than others.
Bob, did you get a sense of the chief and the mayor being more on the same page or different pages?
Well, it was kind of difficult to tell. There wasn't a lot of communication yesterday early. You talked to Mary Lynn Valinga, who's with the mayor's office, and they had not spoken. And then when the mayor did speak at council last night, he said, "I don't really know enough to give you details, but I will be back in a couple of weeks to give you a full report." And I think just by virtue of his saying last night, there was no obvious, pushback against the mayor's office for asking the Office of Public Safety and Accountability to review the incident. 84 people were arrested. There's no way around that. Three journalists were arrested. There's no way around that. The question is, what were the policies? What was the training? How did, Dale Kassler's been reporting in this town for quite a while and had a press pass hanging around his neck. And how is he sitting in a zip tied, sitting on a curb?
Yeah, I think there's some distinction here, Bob. Probably I think it's being described that Dale was detained. We do know Scott Rodd and Will Coburn, the other journalists, were actually arrested and held for a number of hours. To what extent that makes a difference? I just thought I'd add that clarification.
No, and it's a great clarification. And, it just really, there were three levels of people. There were people who were able to get out. There were people who were detained, like Dale, and then released. And then there were everybody else who was, once they got into a certain area down 51st Street, were assumed to still be protesting, according to, according to the people who were there, who were doing the arresting. And so that's the big difference of opinion here is, were they still protesting or were they leaving? And was there room for them to leave on the sidewalks or were they just on the street because that's where they had been? So that's the argument. That's one of the questions from the mayor's office is, what are we going to do about the citations? Why was the order given? What are the policies? How did this happen? There are a lot of questions to be answered, and that's one of the things that's going to be in the mayor's review or the public safety review.
I'll ask this of the mayor himself in a little while, but was there any timetable given last night for the review? And you just made the point I want to emphasize, and that is that the citations against the protesters can be dropped.
Yes, they can, and we've had similar citations issued for other events, other protests, protests over homelessness. I think some of the Occupy protesters, I think the citations were dropped. They can't arrest you and hold you and then not cite you. And so, or I guess they can, but they had made up their determination this is the way it was going to be. So, there's a lot of internal questions to be asked of the police department. They certainly, it's pretty obvious that something went wrong and that this was not your typical event.
We'll get to the matter of the timetable then a little later on. But Bob, thank you. I appreciate that you were able to join us and walk us through what happened last night.
Sure.
All right. That is CAP Radio reporter Bob Moffitt. We'll continue after a short break, and Mayor Steinberg will join us later in our second half hour. This is Insight Special Coverage on CAP Radio.